What's going on, everybody? Mitchell Backus here, One Recourse Radio Podcast, where we're your number one source for business entertainment. Truly excited to be here as we wrap up. We're here at the final installment of the journey. That's right. We just want to thank you so much for just tuning in to all of the behind the scenes, recordings and content we've been developing by way of these episodes. As we were establishing our footprint in the digital space through online courses, podcasting, and esports. So we're really busy here at the One Recourse office. And, we just thank you for just riding it out with us. And as we get into this episode, as we wrap things up, I couldn't think of a better way to wrap it up than bringing Miss Leslie Javon Icare of the Leslie Inc. Where she's going to be dropping some major keys. That's right. If you are in a position where, and we come across a lot of our listeners are looking to publish books, are looking to develop their brands, are looking to publish books to develop the brand or to develop a brand while they're publishing a book. Whatever you are, who you are, this is something that you can take, because this is a person who's, you know, already doing very well for themselves as far as business is concerned, as far as what they do from a coaching standpoint. But they've taken their business to a whole nother level and scaled it in a way that I am so happy to see, all because of developing a brand and just adding some simple components through podcasting, literary works, and touring. So check this out. This is going to be an amazing episode. When I heard it, I was blown away. I was taking a lot of notes. Certain things that I got to do after the show is over. But this is truly an amazing show. You're going to get a lot out of it. So sit tight. Let's get right into it. But before we do that, we want to recognize our sponsor for today, which is actually a phenomenal artist by the name of Stina Vibes, actually from my hometown out here in Long Island, has a blazing hot track by the name of Dope. So let's get right into the track so you get an idea of what you're going to, of what this amazing, well, I'd like to say hot fire sounds like. So let's get right into Dope, and then we're going to go ahead and get right into the interview. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay, here we are. Welcome, everybody, to the One Recourse Radio Podcast, where we're your number one source for business entertainment. We're here to bring to you a very incredible episode that, when this young, well, I won't say young lady, but this powerful businesswoman comes on our show, we always are excited, but not just excited, we're always happy. So, before I go ahead and introduce her, I want to introduce my co-host, CEO of One Recourse, Mr. Dennis Buchanan. How we doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, Mr. Mitchell Backus. I'm doing well. It's always a pleasure to jump onto the podcast and bring back some guests who I think is one of my fan favorites. So I'm definitely excited to be here, man. I look forward to this. I love doing this, I must say that.
Well, absolutely. I can probably agree that when you think about not just the diary of the entrepreneur or family, but when we think about just all the guests, I think she does go in the Mount Rushmore of greatest guests in the history of the One Recourse Radio Podcast. So we want to introduce to you Miss Leslie Javon Icare. How are we doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you so much. And also for pronouncing my name properly.
We have some practice. But it's definitely a pleasure to have you on the show again. We'd like to preface this show. Leslie has been busy, because we know I had an opportunity to check out your site. I had an opportunity to see what's going on, and I love what I'm seeing and what you're doing. I see you on Instagram shining. So
First, what we'd like to do for the listeners that don't know you, if you could just tell us a little bit of background about yourself, reintroduce yourself to the listeners, and give us the state of the union on what's happening at the Leslie Inc. Company.
All right. So my name is Leslie Jovinicare, and I am President and Chief Happiness Officer of Leslie Inc., and we provide solutions for finding happiness for stress, anxious, and overwhelmed business leaders worldwide. And what we do is we provide coaching, training, and guidance on how to manage work-life balance as a business owner, how to improve your decision-making capacity, and improve your rapport with your family, your colleagues, and your employees. So we're really focused on the leadership components of business owners.
That's awesome. I just love what you stand for. I love what you're doing. And you just got so much going on. So what's been new? It's been a year since you've been on the show. What's going on? What's new in your corner?
So what's been going on since then, Mitchell, is, you know, gosh, growth, exponential growth. And
it's a great
what
word.
We've done in the past year is actually scaled the company to have an online course, which is called the Money Formula Academy. And it is a companion to my book, which became a bestseller, called The Money Formula. And it is how to change your relationship with money in 7 steps in 15 minutes or less. And what this book does is change your relationship with money and how you think about it. And it's a behavioral psychology book all about money. And it really does work. So published the book, we created the Money Formula Academy online program, and we also created and distributed through the Android store and the Apple store, which is the Happiness Dex app. And that is a career edition affirmation deck, which just simply changes your thoughts about your current situation. Ask it a question, flip a card, and get an inspiring thought with a beautiful image. And that's something that we've done as well, my team, Josh Simpson and I. So we've done that. And also in that time, we've gone on a book tour throughout San Diego County and have gone on a podcast tour as well. And because of that, we became a bestseller in money management and knowledge capital, and just kind of enjoying that. And I've also in that time partnered with a former client of mine to focus on rapport building, coaching, and training for biotech companies.
Sounds like somebody is getting busy.
Simply put.
Yeah. Well, that
was a lot.
That's a lot. There's a lot going on in your neck of the woods. So there's a few different ways where we could take this, but let's talk more about the app, right? I know you mentioned the Happiness Deck. You know, what inspired you to go into the app world? I'm hearing biotech in a lot of your language. I'm hearing tech. It sounds like you're in Silicon Valley a lot on the weekends. But what inspired the app, and what's it really doing for your business?
Well, you know, it's interesting because now you say that, I'll bring up something. I did a lot of coaching in the action sports industry. So
okay.
Leaders in the action sports industry, and if you don't know what that is, that's surf companies, snowboard companies, lifestyle companies. So, you know, Vans, Volca, Nixon, Adidas, like those kinds of companies.
Right.
Managers, project managers, directors, vice president, you know, executive level. And then as I move back over here into San Diego, which is kind of like the mecca of action sports, I started to get more clients in from San Francisco. So biotech, venture capital, technology companies. And so I shifted my business to service these individuals who were experiencing stress, anxiety, overwhelm, because it's a fast moving industry. I realized, as I learned a lot from these people, that companies are evolving, and through that, they're creating apps to accompany their services, as well as scaling with online courses and just different things to reach their customers. So not only was I able to shift and realize that in terms of what is the future of business, but also as I grew my brand to publish my book, The Money Formula, I realized that there's a lot of people that I'm not able to help through one-on-one simply because they can't afford my coaching or they're not even here in San Diego. So what I did was I created the app, which is free and $1.99, and the online course, which if you go on now and do our free webinar, you can actually get it for as low as, I think, $249. So we just made the business scalable from that component. You can still get me, you can still get my advice that people pay thousands of dollars for, but you can get it for a lower price. And no matter where you are and at your schedule and your time.
Hey everyone, this is Nick Totora from the Westmark Group. When I'm not servicing our clients with their digital marketing and website development needs, I'm hanging out with the One Recourse Business Podcast, your number one source for business entertainment.
Our question, so for our listeners listening in, kind of once they go through your course or I guess kind of download your app, what kind of experience would you think they would expect to get from going through all that?
Well, this is the thing. When you are a business owner, and I know you, Mitchell and Dennis, can understand, when you own a business, you can become very tunnel vision because you're just, many problems are putting out fires, you know, looking for clients and sustaining those clients. And that's pretty much that vicious cycle that we get into. And it becomes very insular thinking. We cut off like our connections to others. We get burned out. There's a lot of adrenaline. There's a lot of stress. And our work-life balance gets cut off. And the concept of what I focus on as a professional is mindset. That's it. I got clients who are rock stars, literal rock stars, professional athletes, and you always have to be in the right mindset. The point of what I do, whether if it's the Happiness Dex app or if it's the Money Formula Academy or if it's my book, it's changing your mind on these automatic, what we think are decisions. They're not decisions, they're reactions. We're constantly reacting to situations in our life and we're not actively making educated and heart-centered responses. So instead of reacting to our financial situation or our business situation or our personal life, I'm just encouraging you to change your mind and your emotional response to the things that are happening around you. So for example, with the Happiness Dex app, you're just stressed out about your business and you're just looping over and over again. I call it ruminating thinking. And you're thinking the same thoughts over and over and over again. The Happiness Dex app just says, think about the issue that you have, flip a card, get a fresh idea, and just look at the situation from that lens. And this helps you to change your thoughts and then your feelings and therefore your behaviors and actions, your choices in response to that situation. It is that simple.
Simple, but yet powerful. And I think that when it comes to, you know, what you just said, I think the big word you said, scalable. And I think that we can all agree as business owners, we're involved in our business, but we can only go but so far. Our team can only go but so far. But when you have this app and when you have all these digital resources, in addition to what you're doing on a day to day, it just increases the value that you can bring to the marketplace on a very high level, like you said, exponentially. So I think that's amazing. So for those that are listening, make sure you download. They can go Google Play, right?
Yeah, Google Play, and you can go to the Apple Store. I don't use Apple, so it's just where you buy apps on Apple. we're available there. It's free. The Happiness Dex app, Career Edition by Leslie Inc. It's free, and the free version is 15 cards in the full deck. And you get a sample of that. And even the free version's fine. People have written directly to Josh, who's the developer for that.
Right.
And it's the first of its kind on the Iconic framework, actually. And they write to him and they say, this has changed my life. It's inspired me. Thank you so much. It's so beautiful. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll actually get a message from me inviting you to download it. from our website. It'll take you to the appropriate store that for your phone. But it really is a simple way to just change your mind about it. And it is. It's accessible globally. And it, as a business owner, it's just my way of making a little difference in the world without actually having to use my time to do that. So yeah, I did a lot of investment of my time and money in cooperation with my co-developer, Josh Simpson. But it's just a way to make an impact without actually having to be there.
That's amazing. So since we're on the idea of process, right? You talked to me a little bit about the process of building the app. For those that have worked behind the scenes, know this isn't your first official, your first book, but this is your first book that, like I said, actually went to publishing. So tell me a little bit about that journey and, you know, how that was, that what has brought you to the Money Formula, the new book.
Oh, yeah. So I'll tell you two stories. One is how I actually came up with the formula, and then the actual journey of getting the book published, because this is some real talk right here. Okay. So my story of publishing the book was that I grew up poor. My mom was a former child prostitute in the Philippines. She was one of eight kids, and her family was like, you know, in those videos for people, it's like, for $1 a day, you can save a child. Like, literally, my mom was like that. She and her whole family lived in a shack in the Philippines. They went through the landfills to get food. And so my mom had to work as a sex worker as a child to provide food for her family. Otherwise, they would die. My aunt almost went blind because of starvation. My uncle died because of preventable diabetes. So these are the types of things. My uncle was shot by a corrupt police officer. So when, you know, I talk about like the worst case scenario in your life, my mom experienced that. And so that was like my background. I grew up in a Habitat for Humanity home. I got my food for free lunch, Christmas presents from Salvation Army. And by a miracle of God and by the grace and the kindness of people, I was able to move myself out of that and became a coach and help other people increase their net worth into the millions, and helping business leaders and brands that are in your refrigerator and clothes that you wear help make these decision makers successful. But I had a dirty secret. I was helping everybody else, my husband and everybody else, make more money. I wasn't doing it for myself. No matter how much or how hard I worked, no matter how I provided myself with different strategies to get more clients or to be more efficient, I still made the same amount of money. I had a cap. And it was frustrating. And one day I said, you know what? I'm going to apply all these techniques that I'm giving to my clients, do it on myself. And what came from that was developing the 7-step protocol. You can do it in 15 minutes or less. And it changed my relationship with money. I realized when I thought the word money, I was emotionally connecting it to guilt. And those feelings are connected to our childhood, rooted in subconscious beliefs. And then that sets us on a self-sabotaging path or a self-affirming path of decisions and behaviors that either sets us up for success or sets us up for financial failure. So that was my formula. That was my story of how I was actually able to break through and completely transform my life financially, my relationship to money, and that of all the people who have read my book since we've published in October 2018. So that was an amazing, amazing journey for me.
Say hi.
Hi.
I'm Miley.
I'm Miley.
And when I'm hanging out with my daddy, I listen to the one
recourse.
Radio.
Podcast.
Your.
Number one.
Source.
For business.
Entertainment.
Now, with publishing the book, that's another. So, if you're somebody who has a story, I have a message, you're going to get a ton of rejections. I probably sent out my book to, I think, over 20 different literary agents, publishers, and I just got rejection after rejection after rejection.
Really?
Yes. And
I want to reject happiness. I don't understand it.
You know what? I had all sorts of stories, but the number one story that people were telling me was, you don't have enough followers. I'm like,
I have enough followers.
I got like 45,000 followers on social media. And they said, well, if you get to 60,000, then we can talk. And I reached this one woman who's an amazing literary agent. She's just great. And she was actually really nice to me. And she said, well, I'm publishing a money book right now by a similar Asian American woman. And she's got 600,000 followers on this website. Of course, I want to go look. I Google. In less than 2 minutes, it wasn't 600,000. It was 600.
Come on.
600. And this girl got a book deal and got her book published. And I wrote her back and I said, are you sure it's 600,000? Because it's actually 600. And the woman's like, oh my gosh. She goes, well, when I put it to the auction block, I assume that the publishing company did their research and they bought the book. So it's in Barnes & Noble. It's everywhere. But I told other literary agents and they were like, that book's not going to sell.
Wait a minute. You just slid over something real smooth, real subtle. We got to backtrack. So first things first, one thing I will commend you on is the fact that, because we've been talking, I know Dennis, I think he has a couple of people he's helping with publishing a book that from a digital perspective. But I know that the fact that you did the research about who they were taking and why they rejected you, I got to tip my hat off to you for that, because you didn't just take no for an answer. And I think that's a major key.
True.
That's a definite major key. The second thing is, did you say what? Explain to me about the auction block. You put your book up for auction?
No, the literary agent put the book up for auction.
Okay.
And so, you know, different publishing companies bid on
okay.
it.
Okay, got it.
So that was what had happened. So I was going, gosh, you know, I'm like, what's going on? Because I'm very well connected, and I had a literary agent, and God bless her. She was like, you know, if you can add more to this, and if you could do more to that, la, la, la. But the process would take 18 months just to get the book proposal ready.
Wow.
And so I actually went through Women Speakers Association, of which I'm a premier member. Mm. And I talked with Karen Strauss of Global Hybrid Publishing, who's also a partner with WSA Publishing. And she's like, you know, she's worked with Random House and all the big houses in New York. And she's in New York. And she said, well, it could take you 24 months to publish your book. And you won't have, in most cases, you won't have the rights. You won't own the rights to your book. Or you can do it this way with us, and you can own your rights and have a higher royalty. Well, that was easy. So what I did was I went with them, and instead of a 24-month process, it was we got the book published in 3 months. Mm. And with them, my book became a bestseller. So you just never know how you're going to be able to do it. You just have to know and listen to the calling. I own all the rights to my book. I actually even got sponsorship for the audiobook. So what usually is like a $10,000 process to get an audiobook, I got it for free. So it's been an amazing, amazing process. So if you're listening and you're thinking, I want to publish a book, think about Global Hybrid Publishing, think about Karen Strauss, but think about alternative methods of publishing your book. Because publishing your book is not in and of itself. It's to help you scale your business and to increase your own value as a coach or an expert. So I did that as a strategy to help me do that. And it has been a very fruitful experience. And it has connected me with my community. So never underestimate. Just because you're hearing no, it just means not right now or not right person.
Right. That's very true. Very true. Now, when you did the publishing, because I'm not too familiar, is that kind of like a signing a deal where they you split publishing? Because I know you say you own all the rights. Like, how does that whole, what is the publishing process? So I guess some listeners may, hey, I have a book idea. Are they selling their book idea to a publishing company and they get a residual, or there's like different ways to kind of broker that?
There's different ways. So the way that I went essentially is what you would call, quote, self-publish. And that's not really the most accurate way to describe that, because I do have a proper publisher. So I'm with Women Speakers Association Publishing, Global Hybrid. So it's a little bit different in that way because it's more of a partnership. So I buy in, they buy in, and I own all the rights. So if Random House says, we want the money formula, well, I could sell, you know, I could turn and publish with them and just take my rights. and I can own it. If somebody wanted to write the book about the money formula and expand on it or make a movie or whatever, I own the rights to that. So everything is a little bit different. I think people who go through Amazon, that's really self-publishing. But for me, it was really more of a partnership. And what's also great with going through Global Hybrid Publishing is that I can order books at any time at a discount. So I can do bulk books. So for example, if a company or an organization wants to have me speak, I can sell my books in bulk and I can actually make a profit that way. So not only will I get a royalty, but I'll actually make a profit because I'm selling at a higher margin. So a book publishing, if you're listening and you're thinking, I got a good thing, you know, think about your contract. Who owns the rights? What's your royalty? Negotiate a good royalty for that. What's your bulk buying deal? How can you use your book as a way to increase your value as a speaker or for your coaching or for your consulting fees? So that's a book is in and of itself. If you want a job as a writer, probably not the most lucrative unless you're a fiction writer like J.K. Rowling. But if you're an expert like myself, it's a very good way to increase your equity as a speaker and as an expert, and a good way to really get more business opportunities through speaking.
Excellent advice. Excellent advice. Thank you for answering that question. It was very clear now. Appreciate
awesome.
That.
Awesome. Yeah, happy to help.
Yes, yes. So as you can hear, everybody, you're getting the behind-the-scenes moves of Ms. Leslie Giovanni. I care what's going on with the new app. So, and also what's going on with the book. So what we're going to do right now, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, well, while we're on break, make sure you download the app. On where would you say, Leslie, where you buy Apple products and on Google Play?
Where you buy Apple products?
Where you buy
you
Apple
can actually
products.
go to leslieinc.org/app and you can get all the details there.
There you go. So you can do that while we're on break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about what she's doing with her tour and along with this new amazing biotech company. So see you in a bit, and we'll be back after commercial break. Yeah, so we're back here. Welcome everybody back to the One Recourse Radio Podcast. And we're here with Miss Leslie Giovanni Care. And if you've been tuned in, she just told you how you can publish your book and make sure that your margins are tight, you're happy in the process, and you got great representation. So now that we're back, I'm going to ask you this real quick question, but the thing I want to talk about now is the tour. But before I get into the tour, you said something before, talked about you are part of a speakers association, correct?
Yes, the Women Speakers Association.
How does that benefit you as a brand and also as an expert and as an author?
Oh, gosh. You know, I joined the Women Speakers Association a few years ago. And I really didn't do that much with it. And then as I was getting on this journey of Work Happy workshops and, you know, getting actually paid to speak as a professional speaker, I then tapped into that as a resource, you know, how to negotiate, how to get sponsorship, how to just do everything as a professional speaker. And the Women Speaker Association is global, and it has a ton of resources, lots of online webinars, and it's a network. It's a repository to get found, to connect with other speakers, and get counseling or coaching if you need it. It's just a great way. On top of that, they were just starting their publishing platform with Global Hybrid Publishing. So I was the first person to get their book published, bestseller, and really go on a book tour and all of that. So it was really a wonderful partnership for me to get resources, mentoring, coaching, and to actually get my book on the bestsellers list.
And how would you also say that it's impacted your tour? Were they like behind you?
Oh yes. So I actually had coaching myself and Anna Gomez, who was our VP of development at the time. She's moved on actually to the Tony Robbins Foundation.
Oh, Anna's no longer there.
I mean, she's here on a volunteer capacity and helping us with our workshops as a contractor, but she actually got recruited by Tony Robbins.
Wow. You breed them good. You turned out she worked with you, and look at that.
that's what we're thinking, because she now she works there and she does all of their programs and helps them with the foundation side, all their nonprofit stuff. And she's like, everything that they do, you do, Leslie. And I've just helped her get to that point. And it was good, because Anna was really here to help me get the book published, get the app done, do the book tour, and now set her free. So anyway, so the Women Speakers Association has been a massive influence. We got coaching for sponsorship for them. So that was how I was able to negotiate the audiobook recording of the Money Formula. Instead of being a $10,000 process, I got that for free through a partnership, marketing partnership with them, with WS Radio, with Wade Taylor there. And women from the Women Speakers Association actually came to the book tour. I was on a lot of the different podcasts of the Women Speakers Association members. They have their own podcast. And thanks to their collaboration, I was able to get my book to the bestsellers list for money management, number 15 in the world for money management, and number one for knowledge capital. So it really was a great step for me. So I always say, especially in the money formula, money success is all about your relationships. And fortunately for me, my relationship with WS Radio, WSA, Speakers Association has really helped me get the book where it needed to be, so I can grow my company and actually start a new one. So it's been awesome.
Nah, that's great. I mean, not to cut you off, because I mean, you said something that I really think was the key with all that. You said it's all about relationships, and that is just, you know, the glaring thing that most people don't often see. But as we become more successful, we kind of realize it's like, you know, my relationship with this person or that person really helped me, whether it was learning something, whether it was putting me in contact with somebody, or even self-reflection, where they could, you know, I might be thinking I'm the best thing since, you know, ever, but you have a good relationship with people who kind of help guide you along your way. So I think that's true and through for all entrepreneurs who are tuning in, that, you know, take a look at your relationships, see how you can foster them or grow them.
Exactly. I mean, I say in the money formula, look at somebody's relationships and you can most likely tell what their financial situation looks like. And it's a very accurate metric of financial success is the quality of your relationships. And unfortunately, a lot of people put their relationship priorities with a company. And I personally believe our number one relationship should be with God and ourself, and putting that first and trusting in God and ourselves, whatever God might be for you. But we put a lot of faith in a company, and then when that relationship fails, then we're stuck and we have no money, and we've really cut that off for ourselves. So I warn people in the book, look out at your relationships. Who do you turn to? What do you believe in? And make sure that those continue to feed you as you feed them. The quality of your relationships truly reflect in your financial life as well.
And that is a major key. You gave a major relational key right there. So I know we got a couple things that we know. Number one, if you're going to put out a book, you should be part of a speakers association. Number two, for all my interns out there in California, if you want to jumpstart your career, # work for Leslie. And number three, your relationships will dictate the trajectory of where you're going to go, where you can go in life, both financially and just in all areas of your life. Is that what we're hearing so far?
Absolutely.
Those are some amazing keys right there. And in addition to that, your tour, right? Now, were you hands-on on the tour? or did you outsource it? How was the tour managed and how was it developed?
So when you're publishing a book, you have to think about your book tour because that's how you're going to sell the book. So we did it through two ways. One of it was the marketing of the book, which was through podcasting, because podcasting is still the number one way to sell books in the world.
Whoa, I forgot about the Happiness Podcast. Oh, is that the segue right there?
And the second way is to think about your tour and how you're going to market that. So we marketed the tour, not just a book tour where the speaker is going to come, but we talked about it as the Women's Financial Freedom Tour. Obviously, men came to our events. Hello. Right. But it was geared towards women, changing our relationship to money, because women have their own concepts as a society. You know, women control 80% of consumer spending, 60% of the nation's wealth. Women are becoming more and more millionaires, net worth of over $5 million and up. But when we talk about representation in the financial industry, severely underrepresented. So there is a conversation there that bears looking at what is our relationship with money as women, and what is our relationship with money as individual women? And as that's changing in this new millennium, that was the conversation that we were having at the Women's Financial Freedom Tour. And that segued into that conversation, financial empowerment. We even did a tour stop with HomeStart, which is a charity that I volunteer for, help raise money for, help them with their social media and email marketing. And we had women in San Diego, in the poorest neighborhood in San Diego, which is National City area. And these are women who have very, very, very little financially. And we just focused on answering all their questions about money. And how do you get a bank account? Basic things like that. So this book tour was really a tool to connect us with women, providing resource with them, talking about the things that matter to them the most, and as it so happened, sell some books. So it was a great way for me to grow my business, but to actually make a community impact, which is the whole point of what you want to do with your book.
Hmm. And do you feel that you, because I know from that tour, like you, and you said this behind the scenes earlier, you get a sense, you get a chance to really put your hands and touch your community.
Yes.
The people that see you online, the people that, you know, download the app, the people that buy the books, you get a chance to now see it live and in action. How was the receptivity of the community that you're developing for your brand and the Leslie & Company?
Honestly, I believe what my work is, you know, as a person, if I were to tell you spiritually what I think Leslie Inc. does, I think I see it as a ministry. I do a lot of free stuff for the community, volunteering for HomeStart, volunteering for my daughter's school, which in and of itself has a ministry of low private school education at a very, very low rate for all sorts of families. We have millionaires in our kids' school, and we have people who could barely afford, you know, they're driving Ubers, right? And I believe that volunteering, giving of my time, my expertise, but also making sure that my business scales and has an impact, that's my ministry, to change the way that we look at happiness, find success, how we build businesses in an ecological way that isn't just for money, but it's also for the community. What I've done with the money formula and the solutions that we've proposed through the app or online program, that's my gardener, Raphael. I mention him in the book. He's ringing the doorbell. It's really all about giving back and making it a real impact on my community. Yeah, sure, it makes you a more popular person. It makes you more in demand. Yeah, it increases your equity as a professional and how much you can charge. But it makes you really feel like I'm visibly making a difference in my community. I'm changing the vibration of my community. I'm helping families and children change the trajectory of their life. Someone did that for me, like coming up on the weekends and helping to build my Habitat for Humanity home. Mm. I never forgot that. So I'm just paying it forward. And as a business owner, it's something to think about beyond just how much can I make, but what's my impact? What's going to happen? What's my footprint after that I've left this earth?
This is Deanna Bookard, a.k.a. the PR Maven. And when I'm not helping my clients with PR and marketing strategies, I am here listening to One Recourse Radio Podcast, your number one source for business entertainment.
I feel like if I had them, if my mic wasn't plugged in, I'd drop it. Because that was powerful right there. That was definitely powerful. I mean, it just brings your upbringing and your career full circle. And I'm sure that's exactly, you know, if I was one of those people that were, you know, at the book tour and I got a chance to see it, that means you might just have to come to New York when you do your next tour. But just ultimately, if I was one of those people, I probably could have felt all of that. I think that's truly powerful. That's definitely powerful. I think that's amazing. And I commend you, because I know a tour is probably hard to put together. And like you said before, you have to think of how you want to do it. I'm not sure what were the moving parts and the components, if you had a booking agent or things of that nature. But, you know, just the fact that you were able to execute. How many cities did you do?
We just did North Candy, San Diego. And okay. We did 7 stops in the city in the course of 2 months. And okay. Anna Gomez, who, again, was our VP of development at the time, she's right. The one who produced everything. She, and Josh Simpson created the visual identity of it.
Okay.
And she booked the locations, you know, got the book sales going on. She set up before, that took down after. It was really through the help of her. I could not have done this book tour on my own. So I give her, and she's one of my best friends, childhood friends, and she really helped me to do that. And you've met Anna. You saw her in action.
Amazing. She's an amazing soul.
Yes. And she worked at the New York Botanical Gardens doing events. So she's high pressure. She gets it. She's at Tony Robbins now. So I had that high caliber production quality to the book tour, of which I'm very blessed, because it really was able to make a highly professional experience, but also one that was impactful for the people who were there.
That's amazing. It's definitely amazing. That's definitely amazing. So I know that, you know, we're covering a lot of ground here. But you said this about advertisement and promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I got excited. You got me extra happy, because I totally forgot about this. And I think this is probably one of the biggest things. You're now in the podcasting world. You're podcasting now.
I do. I do have a podcast. I've actually taken a break from it.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Is I did the podcast, and I think we have like 46 episodes of it, so it's nothing to sniff at. So I did the podcast. We've had a lot of great people on, told a lot of stories, told my own backstories in running the business, and right. I'm somebody who brings you along on my journey. I don't just give you sunshine and roses. Sometimes you'll see me tear up or tell a story or tell you how hard it is to run a business. It's not easy sometimes. So that as a tool, as a marketing tool, which sits there on the internet, it's indexable, you know, Google's finding it, people are finding it, they're joining my email list, which is great. Got a great email following. And it's just a wonderful tool if you're a business owner and you want to, you know, let people know what you've got. It's people's way of interviewing you and hearing your voice and how you think without you even having to be there. And it's been a wonderful way to make an impact to people I've never met. I had a friend who came to one of my book tour stops, and she said, yeah, one of my friends, I think in Rhode Island, she listens to your podcast and she knows all your episodes, and I've never even met this person. So it's just a wonderful way to make an impact and also to get new business without being interviewed. People just call me and they want to work with me. So as a tool, podcasting is definitely a wonderful thing.
Nah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Dennis, you are over there. I know you're blown away by all this great stuff. Are you good over there?
Nah, man, listen, I'm good, man. She's listen, when she's doing her thing, I'm gonna step out the way and I'm gonna let her do her thing. So too many gems for me to you know, to go with one of my sidebars. You know how I do. I talk about random stuff, but no, it's an amazing interview. I'm enjoying it, man. I'm a bystander right now. I'm just sitting back.
Nah, that's amazing. All right, good deal. So yeah, I think that we've done you've done a great job at giving us the detailed version of what's happening in your corner with the podcast, I mean, even though you're taking a break and you came through, you hit the market with a quick 46 and then to say, I'm going to chill. Okay, that's cool. Something light. Something light.
Yeah, I had to. But it's been great because, doing all these things, publishing a book, coming up with an app, doing a book tour and doing a podcast, it was a lot. And then, also traveling to speak. And then I took a break to take care of my son, who's 4, just to have more one-on-one time with him. And then again, starting the other company, it's just kind of where I am personally.
Nah, it's beautiful. Listen, you deserve a break. You're out here working. You're doing more in your, you did more in a year than some people do in their lifetime. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you deserve a break.
Thank you.
And a burrito. But tell us more about this new company, this new venture, this new, you're in the biotech field now. What's going on with that?
So I do still have Leslie Inc. And with Leslie Inc., I'll preface this by saying that I only have 5 clients a year, and that is an 11 month agreement where I'm working with business leaders, business owners to keep them in their business mindset and to make sure that they're not burning themselves out and that they're, reaching their financial and business goals.
Can I just ask you a quick question along this line?
Sure.
That's a big deal. Only five people can work with you a year. So what does that individual look like for those that are listening in, just in case they wanted to be one of the 5?
So if you're a business owner and you're making at least $100,000, $150,000 a year in net sales, and you're starting to see that your business is making an impact and that you're just starting to get overwhelmed by the demand on your time and of your emotional and your mental space, you're finding yourself having a difficult time managing the balance between your personal life and your work life, you feel like you're being pulled in 100 different directions and feeling overwhelmed, give me a call. I'm your person. I work with you every single week for 11 months to make sure that you're making the decisions that are affirming you and that are helping you to A, not only manage everything you have, but get to the next level. And to really make sure that you're spiritually, emotionally, and mentally balanced, and that's translating into your physical and business performance. So if that's you, give me a call, and I am your Yoda to your business journey.
Listen, and she knows how to use the force.
That's right.
She's definitely tapped in. Okay, all right, so I'm sorry for cutting you off. Take us back on the journey. You got this new company, 5 people a year, so you can now, you scaled yourself, exponential revenue, so now you got more time to start new ventures. Tell us about this new venture.
So this new venture is a partnership with a former client of mine. His name is Jason Ferrone, and he was actually director of intellectual property. See, that's my burrito. You hear that bell?
There you go.
So opportunity is calling, but his name is Jason Ferrone, and he was the director of patents, international intellectual property, and then regulatory affairs for a global pharmaceutical company here in North County, San Diego. And he actually came to me during a challenging time in his life. He was in a high conflict divorce. He was burned out, and he was successful in his job, but he felt like he was failing in life. And he came to me, and I worked with him for a couple of years, actually, and his entire family, consequently. And he transformed as a person. So just being an attorney and a pharmaceutical company and executive to being somebody who is heart-led and courageous in his leadership and as a business person, as a family man. He decided, after I approached him, I said, I feel like we should work together. And he's like, oh my gosh, yes, I want to. So what we've created is a company called Intelligence, and it's spelled Intelligence. And that is a combination of Latin and French for intelligence, which means understanding people. And what we are specifically doing in the biotech and the pharmaceutical industry is helping during the drug discovery and development process, leaders build rapport, strengthen their decision-making capacity, and improve communication to maximize the transfer of intellectual capital. Ooh. Simply put, meaning that if you're working on a process, so to get a drug to the FDA, it costs about $600 million to $1 billion, okay? Only about 17 drugs a year get approved. That means trillions of dollars are being spent and only 17 of those people, of those organizations, actually get their drug approved. So billions of dollars are being thrown away. And the difference between a drug getting approved versus not approved is not just smart people doing something amazing and getting the results that they want, but it's actually rapport, team building. And what we're doing is we're bringing an understanding to the difference between getting your drug approved and not, is improving your leadership capacity and your relationship building skills. And that's what we're bringing to biotech and pharmaceutical companies, is that little difference.
Speechless. I didn't have nothing to say. That was powerful. I mean, that's a big deal. I didn't even know that there was a space for that.
You know what? There is a space for that, but I'm going to tell you something. To have a partner who is actually familiar with the drug approval process, the regulatory affair process, that's very, very, very rare. And it's a wonderful combination between intuition and actual scientific process that we're bringing to organizations. And we're only working with two companies a year because it's a two-year process. It's a highly involved process, and we're working at all levels of the organization to get their drug approved.
Man, that's powerful. That's great. I mean,
it seems like you guys have combined your skill sets in order to an industry that doesn't normally utilize it in the way you guys are kind of bringing it together. So that's like a blue ocean you guys are creating right there.
Yeah, I think so. We've reached out to other experts in the field of executive development in pharmaceutical, and they're like, this is very, very unique. So we're on the cusp of something special, and we already have interested organizations. So considering that there's very high stakes involved in getting a drug approved, you know, like I said, $600 million and up, it's a very, very expensive process. But once the drug starts to get into the regulated area, then you really need to think about the stress, the management, the team building, the leadership capacity, and a lot of that goes overlooked and underinvested in. So we're in that process to make sure that the money doesn't go down the drain. Because quite simply, if you know what you're doing becomes a calculated risk. But if you don't know what you're doing, it becomes a very expensive gamble, and we want to help people mitigate those risks.
This is Crystal Stone of the Stone Truth Podcast. When I'm not talking Dallas Cowboys football, I'm tuned in to the One Recourse Podcast, your number one source for business entertainment.
Wow. This is big talk right here. And here's the question that I'd ask. Did this happen after you read your own book?
Yeah.
This been happening after, right?
You know, it's funny because we've discussed this in the previous episode about me being a highly intuitive person. So I am, you know, by all definitions, a psychic medium. It's not something that I bring up all the time to my clients, but my clients benefit from that special skill that I have. And I think over a year ago, I had this dream that this Jason told me that we were working together, and he said, go find an office. And this dream had stuck with me, and I didn't tell him about it until months and months later. And you know, we just kind of laughed it off. And then after the book was published and Anna had moved on to Tony Robbins and the book tour had been largely accomplished, and I was just kind of like, all right, what do I want to do next? Because I promised myself I'd do something new in 2019. And then I kept seeing Jason in my head. And I went to go see someone. I went to go talk to a lady, and the lady is like, I see this lawyer, this guy. And I think you're going to work with him. And I'm going, oh my God, Jason, this person in my head for a year. So I had a lunch with him and I said, I think we're supposed to work together. And we had no idea what we were going to do. And he said, you know, I'm in this space where I want to do something different as well, focus on innovating leadership in the pharmaceutical industry. He's like, let's talk about it. So we just started talking about it and evolved naturally. So one of those things is if you get like an intuitive hunch, you know, it might not manifest right away, but don't let it go. Just explore it and poke it and prod it a little bit. And don't be afraid to talk to people and say, I have this feeling. What do you think? Because you never know. I did not know that he would want to do this company with me. I didn't even know that this was around the corner for me. But having honored my intuition and honored that process, something amazing has come from that. So my tip to the listeners is, you know, don't ignore your intuitive hunches. Go with them.
I think that's wise advice. And if I was, because I haven't read the book yet, I'm definitely going to get it. I'm sure that's definitely part of the money formula. So.
Oh, yeah, totally. totally. Because my relationship with Jason in so many ways has been such a wonderful thing. And I've helped him, you know, with the money formula, change his relationship with money. So I know that it can happen for other people.
Amazing. Well, I wish you all the best with that. I mean, you only working with so a total of 7 people. Well, that's a great number. 7 entities and people a year.
Yes.
And you too can solve your money issue.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, we got a free webinar if you go to themoneyformula.leslieinc.org. themoneyformula.leslieinc.org. There's a free webinar on my website at leslieinc.org if it's easier for you to remember this. Join the free webinar, and then you can actually get an invitation to join the Money Formula Academy. And I think there's a special going on for $249. And normally it's $1188. You can't beat that, honestly. And you'll get videos, you'll get worksheets, and if you order it, you'll actually get a free copy of the book in the mail. So
yes, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Are there any areas of promotion that we missed? I tried to get it all for you.
Thank you for that. I would like for you to download the Happiness Dex app. It's free. If you don't like it, delete it. You know, it's not going to hurt my feelings. Give it a try and take the free webinar, Getting Rid of 5 Limiting Financial Beliefs. It's a free webinar. There's no obligation. It's a 40-minute webinar. It's great. It's at leslieinc.org. And if you want, sign up for the Money Formula Academy. Get your copy of the book and join us in the Happy Camper community. And of course, you can always buy the Money Formula book or listen to the audio book, which is exactly 2 hours and 22 minutes at Amazon.com and anywhere where books are sold.
No, that's definitely amazing. And also, I will say, I saw this, and if you want, because I think this is, I got to learn more about it, but on Instagram as well, on your page, they can access everything on a link tree situation going on.
Yeah, you can go to at Leslie Inc. on Instagram, and all those links are there to the podcast, to the free webinar, to the Happiness Dex app, to everything. Find me at Instagram.
There you go. Keep it simple. One place, one solution. She sums it up.
Well, Leslie, as always, it's always appreciated when you take time out of your day on the West Coast to come hang out with us, share what's going on in your world, and then just share all the great things that you got going on. Of course, when you start your next tour, keep our listeners in the fold, keep us in the fold, and you know, whatever we can do to help you in the growth of your brand in this new company. You know, drug approvals is not our thing, but if you need us to raise a flyer for it or something, we got your back.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, it's a very niche industry, but hey, you know, everybody's got their own, and I'm happy to bring my skills to that. And also, I want to just say thank you to you, Mitchell and Dennis, for your support. If you're listening and you've been listening to these podcasts, they're awesome. And I just love staying connected with you and the pleasure to have met you in Brooklyn during my Millionaire Mindset workshop. Thank you just so much for coming and being a part of it. And you guys are awesome. And I love everything that you do and what you're doing for the community and for the minority community. You know, I'm an Asian American, and having the African American community being inspired by you, it just makes such an impact for young men and women who are wanting to leave behind the old scripts of what is possible and to start a new future for us all. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
Really appreciate that. Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, her name is Leslie Giovanna Karen. If you tuned in, we want to just thank you for watching us live on Facebook. We want to thank you for tuning in on all of the platforms that we're at. And if you don't know, let me first let you know, www.warmrecourse.com/podcast, where you can find us everywhere. Where, just like Leslie mentioned, when you buy your Apple products, we're there. On Google Play, we're there. Spreaker, Stitcher, we're there. So wherever you want, we're there. Tune in, let us know what's going on, stay connected, both for the podcast and all of our live events. And as always, we will see you at the next episode. Take care. Have a great one.
Well, there you have it. You just tuned in once again to another Mitchell J. Backus Live. And I hope from getting another segment of the One Recourse Radio podcast. Well, of course, we're your number one source for business entertainment, brought to you by Mitchell J. Backus Live. You really got a sense of what Leslie's doing with, you know, her app, the tour, the biotech company, the podcast, just everything she's doing really to just build her personal brand. And that's really the name of the game. You know, as you get this information, you know, what are you doing to build your personal brand? When you're out here negotiating, you know, the next opportunity for your company, the next opportunity you want to utilize to make a product or a service, how is it impacted, or how does it impact your brand? How are you utilizing your brand to speed up the process or the trajectory of that, you know, of whatever it is that you're getting involved in? So hope from what you heard today, you can get a little bit of that. And we just want to thank you once again for tuning in to another, you know, Mr. J. Backus Live. So wherever you hear my voice, you can get some content and get some good information here, right here on Anchor. So shout outs to ODZ, Last Take Films, and DJ Oldie, aka ODZ the Beast, and Joe Allende for the music and production, and of course, Miss Tina Vibes with the feature. So thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you at the next Mitchell J. Backus Live, and we hope you enjoy your day and enjoy your week.